hiring managers can even post videos about what it's like to work in a particular department. We have clients that have actually taken their phones and walked around a department and provided a video that allows a candidate to meet who they would work with.
You're listening to the Candy Shop Talk, brought to you by Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards and Research, and hosted by Kevin W. Grossman, because improving candidate experience always impacts the business bottom line. The Candy Shop Talk podcast welcomes Sarah Dowdy, Vice President of Client Success at Montage Talent, a video and voice interviewing solution, and a proud Candidate Experience Award sponsor. Listen in on how improving candidate experience impacts recruiting and the business bottom line. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me on the Candy Shop Talk podcast. Before we dive into the rest of the show, why don't you tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do today?
Sure. Thanks, Kevin, so much for having me. I'm Sarah Dowdy. I'm the VP of Client Success at Montage, who is the leader in purpose-built video interviewing. My team at Montage focuses on partnering with our clients to ensure that they're not only onboarded effectively, but also that they achieve strong levels of adoption so that they're realizing value our solution can deliver.
Excellent. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about Montage and the talent acquisition challenges that you help provide today, your platform provides?
Our solution addresses many challenges. Some of those are operational in nature and maybe a little bit more intuitive. Increasing recruiter efficiency, reducing time to fill, avoiding travel costs related to recruiting. However, our solution also addresses some more strategic challenges and opportunities, such as elevating employer brand for an organization, helping clients cast a wider net to find better quality hires, and also creating a great candidate experience.
And speaking of that, I want to also acknowledge and thank Montage for being a longtime Candidate Experience Awards Talent Board sponsor. So thanks for your continued generous support. Why don't we talk a little bit more then about how the Montage platform does help to improve how candidates are treated? Let's talk a little bit more about the interview experience that candidates have.
Candidates are really looking for a process that's fair and transparent. Nobody wants to apply for a job, have no idea where they are in the process, and then find out 2 months later that they didn't get that job, or worse, not hear anything back at all. Montage's clients have the ability through our solution to reach more candidates and to provide those candidates with information about what it's like to work at their organization or even what it's like to work in a specific role. Our clients use the features of Montage to share with candidates where they are in that recruiting process and what they can expect. Montage allows its clients to create an environment where candidates can learn and feel like they have a greater understanding, if not even more control over the interview process.
So can you expand on that a little bit? Just meaning how is it then that they have more control over the interview process? What is it that Montage provides to them to give them that feeling and that reality?
Montage offers the ability to post video content in what we call a virtual foyer of our solution. A client can tailor that to share with a candidate information about that company, what it's like to work there. Hiring managers can even post videos about what it's like to work in a particular department. We have clients that have actually taken their phones and walked around a department and provided a video that allows a candidate to meet who they would work with. So those are some ways that a candidate can get more information about what it's like to work at an organization or within a role before they've even started completing their interview. But then once they complete or start working on their interview, they're able to control how they answer those questions. They're maybe given some tools to help prep for it. And the communication that's tailored to that interview can help give a candidate information about where they are in the process and what they can expect next. And because that candidate can many times do that interview according to their own schedule and timeline, it gives them some control over how that interview process goes.
That's critical too, especially in that stage when this is, however your customers and customers of video interviewing are using the tool, whether it's earlier in the screening process or even right before the final interview stage. Do you actually also then, after a candidate completes a video interview, are they asked how that experience was like? Are they asked for feedback via your platform?
They are. We do give all of the candidates who go through a montage interview, whether that's an on-demand interview or a live interview experience, we do give those candidates the opportunity to give us feedback. And we ask them questions about, was the process easy for them to do? How did utilizing a technology like montage change their perception of that potential employer? And did a solution like Montage allow them to better represent themselves than just a traditional paper resume does? Overwhelmingly, candidates respond positively to those types of questions. Not only do they feel that this process is easy and convenient for them, but it heightens their perception of that potential employer in their mind, makes them think that that potential employer is more forward-thinking and innovative. And it also makes the candidate feel like they can represent who they are better than just submitting a resume or an online application can.
There are a few products, a few platforms that are in the market that are video interviewing. And I'm an old dog in the space, and there's a lot of different players. So you've already touched on a few aspects, I'm sure, of how you differentiate from your competitors. But how do you differentiate further?
Great question. I think there's really two primary areas where Montage stands out the most. And those are the configurability of our product and the approach we take to partnership. When it comes to our technology, you can configure it down to the job and the question level. Our clients don't have to use Montage the same way for all of their positions. For instance, you wouldn't want to interview an executive level hire the same way you would want to recruit for a call center position. And for some candidate pools, you may want to kind of ease them in to the process of a video interview or even a voice interview by giving them different types of questions where they can re-record at the beginning, but then at the end end that interview with more of a spontaneous question to simulate an in-person interview. Montage offers its clients the flexibility to use Montage in many different ways based on the need of a role or even a candidate pool so that that client can get the most impact and create the best experience for the different candidates involved. The other area where we really differentiate from everybody else in the market is our approach to partnership. The technology you choose is really important, but how you deploy that technology and the change management that's wrapped around it is equally important. If you roll out the best technology in the world, but nobody uses it, you're not going to get any value out of that. So when you partner with Montage, you're assigned members from our team who not only help set up the technology for you, but they also work with you to understand your business, the stakeholder groups involved, and they develop a change management plan for you that ensures that the deployment goes smoothly, that your adoption is strong, and that the client is getting the most value out of their investment, and you're creating that great candidate experience you're looking for.
How are you empowering the users, the recruiters, now let's shift from the candidate to the recruiters, to invest more quality time with the candidates that they're screening, and most of whom they're rejecting at the end of the day, and or those that are moving on in the pipelines that are eventually going to get hired? How do you help empower their recruiters day to day?
By using Montage, recruiters are more efficiently able to work through the early stages of a recruiting process that you mentioned by automating screenings and eliminating scheduling. Recruiters can also utilize Montage to share some of that information that I mentioned earlier, videos or content about what it's like to work at the organization or within a role. They can do that through our technology rather than having to deliver that information one-on-one to each candidate. That frees up that recruiter to spend more time on the later stages of that recruiting process with candidates that have proven through the process that they're the best fit for the position at hand.
Let's move on to reporting now. That's always really important to, besides obviously implementation and adoption, getting adoption as quickly as possible is always critical. Or any platform in talent acquisition or human resources or any part of the business for that matter. But the reporting side, that's always going to be really important. So how does Montage help not only the everyday users, the recruiters themselves on the reporting side, but as well as being able to then report to executive leadership?
Yes, we have a number of tools that we use to measure the progress that we're making and the value we're delivering to a process. We provide a number of different activity reports that show who within the organization is using, how much they're using, which jobs they're using for, and we can also see the productivity of that use. For instance, how long is it taking your candidates to go through the process? Are they falling out at certain stages? That allows us to address with a user team how we can help them set up their interview for the best success possible. We also utilize tools such as an ROI calculator to help quantify the business benefit being achieved through time efficiencies or a reduction in travel cost savings or even third-party spend that a recruiting team might be taking advantage of. That can help with that executive level business case to support the investment in Montage. For more qualitative measurements, we talked a little bit earlier about the candidate surveys that we do. And we also have the ability to survey hiring team members to understand the impact that we're having not only on the candidate experience and employer brand, but also the process for people outside of TA within an organization and their relationship with the TA process.
Let's talk about why, in your words, why Montage continues to support a program like ours, the Talent Board Candidate Experience mm-hmm. Awards and Benchmark Research Program. Why is it so important to Montage?
Well, at Montage, we talk quite often about the phrase experience matters. And nowhere is that more true than in the candidate experience. It's key to a successful hiring process and incredibly important to be able to attract and retain quality employees. For many of our clients, improving their candidate experience is one of their top goals and one of the reasons that they're looking for a video and voice interviewing provider in the first place. Seeing so many of our clients win Candy Awards year after year is really fun to see, and it's rewarding to be a part of that.
And for those that will be listening to this and that aren't familiar with Talent Board, we are a research organization that focuses on a quality candidate experience and also what's working in recruiting and what's not. And we give awards away every year to those companies who have the highest candidate ratings per the feedback that they're giving through our research program. And it's not a judged process at all. So it is exciting to see. I would agree with you, Sarah, see the companies that are, especially when they're your own customers, but just that are really doing their work to it. Because they also know that overall, because our data now can show this pretty definitively, the potential impact on their business based on how candidates perceive. And again, knowing that most of them, 9 out of 10 of them, aren't getting the job at the end of the day. And that aggregate impact could be both positive and negative on the brand. And if it's a consumer-based business, on revenue and whether or not they refer others. So it is really huge. What kinds of data does Montage, obviously serving up a little bit of a softball because the video interviewing is always critical and how it's affecting candidates. But what else does the candy data help Montage do as it relates to your business?
Well, the impacts are really broad, as you mentioned. From a sales and marketing standpoint, being known as a provider of technology that helps organizations with their candidate experience is never a bad thing. When you talk to clients of Montage and prospective clients, we discover more and more that they want a partner, not just a technology provider, and the fact that we want to help them improve their candidate experience speaks volumes to them. From a technology roadmap, it's a huge part of that roadmap. We can look at the data that comes back from the candidate experience research and see the items our clients are going to be looking to improve in the future to think how can we help them address that with our solution. Client retention, we think it's important to deliver to our clients beyond improved efficiency and time to fill. We think that those are definitely important, obviously, but retaining clients for the long term means that you're providing more strategic benefits than that. We work right alongside our clients to improve their candidate experience for making sure that they're taking full advantage of branding opportunities, the configurability of our application, and more. And that helps us create strong partnerships with those clients that last a lasting time. And our goal at Montage is to help our clients hire better. That goes well beyond helping them be more efficient in screening candidates more quickly. It's helping them engage with candidates, helping them provide a great experience, and leading them to higher quality candidates, which leads to better overall retention for them.
And you know better than anybody else that customer service is king and queen in a business. And as it relates to recruiting, more and more of the, not only the candy winners, the companies that are, have the highest candidate ratings, even many companies that are participating and have in our research year after year, are making a concerted effort to improve their customer service for their candidates, who are really the primary mm-hmm. customer of recruiting at the end of the day. So listen, Sarah, what I want to ask you is, and now it's just us here. Nobody else is listening right now. You can tell me, I want to hear something top secret that's coming from Montage. Share what's, is there like a, I'm being kind of silly, I know. Is there an upcoming product service update, something that on the roadmap that you can share that is either just been released or that's coming?
Well, we've made quite a few enhancements to our scheduling capabilities over the past few months. And in the coming 12 months, we're committed to a few things that will really impact that candidate experience, but also the recruiter experience. Some of those focuses for us are going to be enhancing mobile engagement for both recruiters and candidates. We're going to redefine the reporting and analytics that are available through Montage and create some interesting things around interoperability with other technologies that are being used in TA so that we can drive those efficiencies that we've talked about, but also, you know, really work more seamlessly within the recruiting workflow.
Lastly, Sarah, the one thing I like to always ask all my guests is outside of work, outside of everything we've been talking about with recruitment, business, candidate experience, what does Sarah have a sweet tooth for outside of work? What do you like to do? What is a hobby? Share a little bit with us.
Yeah, well, I have a 3-year-old and an almost 1-year-old, so I stay pretty busy with them. But outside of work and family, I'm trying these days to stay more active. I used to be a pretty big runner and I'm trying to get back into that. So I've been signing up for some races this year to keep me motivated and on track. So that's what I'm trying to keep busy with these days.
Well, I can tell you that children keep you running enough as it is. We have two girls that are 6 and 8 now, but I remember the younger ages as well. And it's a pretty amazing journey. So congratulations to you there. And it's good on getting back on the running circuit too. That's awesome. So listen, Sarah, thank you so much for being on the Candy Shop Talk podcast. And I look forward to meeting you in person someday soon.
Great. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Candy Shop Talk. For more information about Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards and research, please visit www.thetalentboard.org.